Today's episode is a hybrid of sorts. A few weeks ago, I was on my way home from Nashville and just started thinking about some of the podcast interviews I had done and some of the podcasts I had listened to, conversations that I had had in the week before. And I just had all of these things kind of flooding my mind. And so I recorded a voice memo. I'm going to play that voice memo for you. It's raw, it's unedited, and it had some really good things. And so after the voice memo plays, I'm going to debrief a couple of things with you. So let's jump into episode number 13. You're listening to the Connect the Dots podcast with me, Heather Balsarek. This show is designed to help you navigate your career, understand your customer's experience, and bring us together as we learn more about our communities. So tune in, turn it up, and get ready to connect the dots. This week has had a resounding theme to it. In two different podcast interviews that I did and in listening to a couple different podcasts as I've traveled back and forth to Nashville this weekend, the reoccurring theme has been show up. Show up. Show up and be who you are and be unapologetic about the dreams that you have and just show up and take a step. There are so many things that can follow the show up sentence, but that particular phrase is what has really just come up again and again and again this week. And I truly, like, I just feel it on my heart, you know, to just kind of get that out there, like show up and do what you were meant to do. And you may not know exactly what you're meant to do. You may not know exactly where you need to show up or why you need to show up, but I promise you there is a reason that you need to show up. And you need to be who you are meant to be. And I know that seems like, Heather, that's so hard. I don't know who I'm meant to be. I have these dreams and I don't know what to do with them. And I don't know. I'm stuck in a job that I hate. And what does that mean? How do I show up there? Y'all, every minute of your day, you have the opportunity to show up for somebody. That somebody may be your significant other, your spouse, your mother, your brother, your sister, your grandparents, your friends, your dog, your cat, whatever. But most of the time, the person that you need to be showing up for is yourself. Show up for yourself today. Show up for yourself tomorrow. If you can't think that far ahead, think of it in minutes. Hey, in the next minute, I'm going to show up for me. In the next minute, I'm going to do this for me. In the next hour, whatever time frame that you have to break it down into, show up for yourself and show up in a way that makes you better than you were the minute before, the hour before. If it's simply changing your mindset to say, you know what, the last three thoughts I had were negative. They were negative about myself. So you know what, I'm going to show up for me. And the next three thoughts I have are going to be positive about myself. I'm going to say positive things about myself right now. And you switch your mindset. You show up for yourself. And as you start to do that, you'll start to show up for the other people in your life. When you're in the room with somebody like your significant other, right? And something's going on. If you've started to be, you know, show up for yourself, if your spouse or your partner, they, you know, hey, they're having a rough day. Well, then you can take kind of that energy that you've been, you know, been putting into showing up for yourself. You can take it into showing up for them. So, you know, let's go back to that example of, you know, you've talked negatively to yourself and you started to make that shift of showing up in a more positive light in your thoughts about you. And so take that and switch it into that significant other, right? They're having a hard day. Switch that into, hey, you know what? Yeah, it's a hard day, but I'm here for you. I've got you. I'm going to support you. You know, letting your, you know, if your significant other is maybe going through a time where they're not happy with their body, you know, they're trying to work out, they're trying to eat better, they're, you know, trying to do more things to show up for themselves better, be an encouragement to that. Say, hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, I saw you ate that salad today and you didn't get that cookie. I saw that you did this, but you know, I see the progress you're making. I see the dedication. Support them on that journey. Show up for them and support them. And again, it could be your significant other, your mother, your brother, your sister, whoever you're, you know, but show up for them in those kind of ways. But ultimately, show up for you. You've got to show up for yourself. And y'all, I am not saying this message for, you know, for really anybody but myself. You know, I am currently driving home from Nashville after spending, I spent last night and today with one of my best friends, and just all of the things kind of coming together. And as I've been listening to podcasts and different things, you know, I've realized that I'm not showing up as the best Heather. I'm not showing up as the best me in my life. And I've got to do that. I've got to make sure I'm making the right decisions for me and for my life. And I know that over the past couple of months, I have let some things really drag me down and really take my focus off showing up for me. And for, you know, to me, showing up for me, I used to be really diligent about my morning routine, waking up at 5, going and, you know, taking my medicine and then going and doing my, you know, reading my devotional and then doing my gratitude and my goal list, writing out my to-do list for the day. And then getting, you know, exercising, getting ready for work, being at work at a certain time. You know, I have gotten out of that habit. I have not been showing up in the ways that make my life easier. And that is something that after kind of all the thoughts this week and over this weekend and having some conversations with my best friend that have really just hit home to me. I'm not showing up for myself in the best way possible. And I have to change that. And that's my responsibility. And I can do that. I can make that change, and I can make that change now. In the next minute, instead of saying, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have maybe eaten this weekend, and getting down about myself for it, I can look at myself and go, you know what? Next thing I'm going to eat is going to be a nice big salad. Or, hey, next thing I'm going to get home and I'm going to maybe go walk on the treadmill or something. You know, I'm going to make a plan for tomorrow. I'm going to go run before I get up and go to, you know, before I get ready to go to church. Whatever that is, I am going to make sure that my plans are going to support me in showing up for me in a way that's going to help me move forward. So that's just what was on my heart, what was on my mind as I'm driving back home. I hope that this message just really, that it resonates with you, that you understand kind of where I'm coming from and the fact of showing up in your life and just showing up, you know, for yourself and how that really can make all the difference. So thanks so much, folks.
Well, there you have it. My voice memo to myself from a week or so ago. I'm recording this section on Saturday, March 21st. And right now in the U.S. and other countries all over the world, there is a lot of uncertainty. COVID-19 has really, it's the thing that's in the news. It's the thing that people are talking about. And basically, we're kind of, you know, shutting down everything. And they're asking people to stay in their homes, to not gather in large groups of more than 10 people. And it's scary. I'm not going to lie. It has been a very difficult week. And when I listened back to this voice memo and thinking about, you know, showing up and how am I showing up and how have I been showing up this past week, is it been in the right way? Have I been doing things in the right manner in showing up for the people in my life and myself? Am I showing up in the right way? When I listened back again, I took down some notes and some things I just want to call out. And before I jump into those, there is a verse that I have on a sticky note, and it's on the base of my computer screen that's sitting right in front of me. And it says, there's two of them actually. The first one is from Kings chapter 6, verse 16. And it's simply, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The other one is from Psalms 46, 10. And it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by each nation. I will be honored throughout the world. And actually, I think I read that wrong. I can't read my handwriting. But the main part about that is, you know, don't be afraid, be still and know that I am God. And in this time where we've been asked to, again, not gather in big groups, where we've been asked to, you know, keep to ourselves, and all of these industries are like, everybody's working from home. And those two things, those two verses really kind of just speak a lot to me. This is a time where we are being still. We're not going out. We're not, you know, doing things in large groups. We're trying to protect ourselves and keep ourselves healthy and keep those that we love healthy. And don't be afraid, because it is a scary time, but God's got this. He has a plan, and we may not know that plan, and we may not understand everything about it, but what we have to do is continue to show up every day. Show up and honor the things that we need to do, right? Self-quarantining, if you're not feeling well, you know, getting tested if you think you've got the virus, you know, but staying inside, if, you know, to keep yourself, you know, well. There are so many things that we can do to show up for ourselves and for those that we love during this time. But other than that, if you're listening to this at a time where this is not going on, and things are back to, you know, whatever our new normal will look like, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I want you to think about a couple different things. When you're showing up for yourself, you know, you have to put yourself first. And I don't mean this in an egotistical way, right? But I mean that you need to make sure that you're giving yourself the proper nourishment, be that in food, in water, in, you know, reading, in workouts, whatever it is, but you're giving yourself the proper nourishment so that you can then help other people. You know, I talked in the memo too about showing up for yourself. You know, maybe you don't know how to show up for yourself today or tomorrow. So think about how can you show up for yourself in the next minute. You know, especially with everything that's going on right now, we've got to figure out how to show up for ourselves. I talked about to you at the beginning about showing up and being who you are and being unapologetic about your dreams. And there are so many times when I haven't done that. This podcast is a dream of mine. It's something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, because I want to help others. I want to inspire others. You know, I want to take the life lessons that I've learned and be able to maybe help somebody avoid heartache, or avoid a hard time, avoid large debt. And so, you know, that's my goal, is how can I show up for you and help you through the different things that you may face as you go about your life. I don't have all the answers. I don't, and I never will, but I hope that, you know, something that I bring to you helps you show up a little different in that next minute, a little bit more confident, with a little bit more self-love, with a little bit more understanding of others, with a little bit more, gosh, I can't even think of how to describe it, but with just a little bit more of you. That's what I want. I want to help you show up with a little bit more of you. So, I know today's episode, again, the past 2 weeks, it's kind of been a little unconventional maybe, but I'm just trying out a couple different things, trying to see kind of where we want to go with the podcast. So next week, I will be bringing you an interview that I had with Anna Rose. She is a lovely, lovely woman that I met at Blissdom. Our conversation kind of goes a lot of different places, but we land on several things that I think that you will find helpful in your journey. So I look forward to sharing that interview with you and seeing what else comes up. So I really would love to know what you're interested in hearing about. Connect with me over on Instagram. I will tell you that right now, again, it's March 21st, 2020. I'm currently in the middle of a 2-week social detox. So if you do message me on Instagram, just know I'll get back to you when I get back on Instagram. So I will have posted the media for these via an app that will post directly to directly to Instagram for me, so I don't have to open the app. But I'm just trying to take a little bit of step away, especially with everything that's kind of going on right now in the world, and just kind of trying to refocus and getting back into that rhythm that I talked about, that rhythm of getting up and having that set schedule in the morning to where I'm showing up for myself in the best way possible. And I'm able to kind of get my day together and be as productive as I can be. So that is it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. Thanks for listening. Again, I really do appreciate all of you that listen. You mean so much to me. And I look forward to continuing the conversation as we go. So just remember that you are loved, you are worthy, and there are great things ahead for you in this life. Trust and believe, folks. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next time. So to make sure that you don't miss out on next week's episode, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you get notified. Come on and join the conversation over on Instagram and follow me at MsHeatherB. Or at PolkaDotDesk. We are here for you and look forward to bringing you more information about career, customers, and community. This podcast is brought to you by the Polka Dot Desk.